It's now time for our first interview of the day, and I'm joined by members of the Society for Pediatrics. And the Society for Pediatrics and Child Health is a student-led organization that seeks to recognize the unique needs of children in the South African health system. Joining me today is Pravania, who is a final year medical student with a special interest in child health, Bright, who is an occupational health student and deputy head of the clinical skills portfolio of PEDSOC, and Daniela, a fifth year medical student at UCT and who is currently the chairperson of PEDSOC. Today they'll share some of the amazing work they're currently doing. So welcome to all of them to RX Radio. We're going to go through maybe each of you to just tell us a bit more about yourselves and why you got involved with the Society for Pediatrics. And maybe Pravania, could we start with you?
I'm a final year medical student at UCT and I'm currently vice chairperson of PEDSOC. So I was so excited when I was approached to join PEDSOC because this was an opportunity for me to pursue my interest in the field of pediatrics, which is something we don't get a lot of exposure to in medical school. And the second reason was because I really love interacting with children and being able to help them in any way that I can.
Awesome. Thanks, Pravania. And then moving on to Daniela.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having us today. So like you said, I'm currently studying medicine, but in my free time, I love reading, spending time with my family and friends. So I also joined PEDSOC because I love peds and working with children, and I would love to one day specialize in pediatrics. And I actually got involved in the society because Pravania told me about it, especially as soon as they were starting out and that they were looking for more founding members. So I was very keen to join them.
Great. Thanks, Daniela. And then lastly, Bright, could you also introduce yourself?
Hi, Alex. Yes, so my name is Bright. And yeah, I am, as you said, the deputy head of clinical skills at PEDSOC. And I have an interest in photography and cycling. And I got involved with the society because I saw this wonderful event that they were planning out, which was on pain management in children. And this is something rather common in the healthcare system, and we don't really get much skills around. And also, it could help as well, you know, for people staying at home. This is something that they can make use of. So that intrigued me, and I was excited to know more about the society, so I joined it.
Great. Thanks, Bright. Thanks to all of you for introducing yourselves. And due to the country's lockdown, I'm sure it's become difficult to participate in any form of volunteerism, but I believe you have a few initiatives running. One of them is the Doodle for a Difference. So what is this and how is it being done during the lockdown? Maybe Daniela, you could answer.
Okay, cool. So Doodle for a Difference is a project that we started with the aim of providing children who are sick or in hospital or even just at home, unable to go to school, with some light relief and entertainment during this time. We also wanted to give our society members and other members of the general public the opportunity to contribute and help out during the pandemic in a feasible way, when not being able to go do things physically during the lockdown. We also really wanted to show our appreciation and gratitude to all the frontline workers who've been working so tirelessly in this pandemic. So what the project actually involved was that we asked people to submit drawings based on the theme of Color My Hero. We then compiled these into a coloring book with a cover page and a letter to any children using the coloring book. And we then distributed them to children in various hospitals in the Western Cape that Pravania can tell you more about, using funds from our membership fees and donations.
Great. Thanks, Daniela. It would be nice. I think we've just lost Pravania. So maybe if you could tell us just a bit about how people could get involved with Doodle for a Difference. Is that something that is possible? Can people get involved?
Yeah. So at the moment, we've just compiled the one coloring book. We are currently distributing them. Obviously, we don't really have that many funds as a student society, so any like donations would be great that we can actually print them and distribute them to more places. If people know of schools or other clinics, hospitals that kids would really be able to use these books, that would also be great. And then this is also a long-term project, so maybe in the future we'll initiate another colouring book that people can also make drawings for and submit stems, so we can compile another colouring book maybe with another theme that could be relevant at that time.
Great, thank you, Daniela. I see we've got Pravanya has rejoined us. So Pravanya, what would you like to add just with regards to Doodle for a Difference and how people can take part?
So to date, we've been able to print 150 copies of the colouring book, and we distributed these with packs of crayons to children in the pediatric wards. And so we were kindly helped by Dr. Tandi Divitt at Red Cross Hospital with the distribution of these books in wards at New Somerset, Victoria, and Red Cross Children's Hospital. So in terms of how people can contribute, the PDF is freely available on our Instagram page, and our handle is at PedeSoc, and we encourage people to access this and distribute it amongst their households, schools, and within their communities. In addition, if anyone would like to contribute to assisting with printing more books for distribution, please feel free to contact us.
Great, thank you, Pravanya. Now, Bright, coming back to you, the Pediatric Society also has a teen health project called TAG, The Art of Growing. Could you tell us a bit more about this and how teens can get involved?
Yes, so TAG, which stands for The Art of Growing, is a health project for all teens as they develop and grow into adolescence and early adulthood. So at PedeSoc, we established this long-term project to address and educate teens on matters that are either not fully addressed or not addressed at all. We want to do this by sharing health information that is easy to access and understand while creating safe spaces for all of us to engage in. TAG can be found on Instagram using the handle @TAGTeenHealth. We invite all teens to follow this page and invite their friends to follow us as well, because we will be having interesting engagements very soon. Feel free to message us on Instagram or Facebook on a topic that you would like for us to talk about. Some of useful resources on what is mental health, how teenagers are affected by mental health, and how you can achieve mental wellness by doing simple and fun activities. All these resources can be found on our Instagram page. Our upcoming event is on the narrowly addressed topic on sexual and reproductive health in teenagers. And we would love to have teenagers around Cape Town and really around the country, because this is an interesting topic. And we would like them to be present at these series of talks. The first one will be on the 25th of August, and useful cue cards or infographics will be uploaded on the TAG page as the event approaches. We also look forward to hosting an expo regarding any careers that many learners do not know about or understand. So be on the lookout for these, and also encourage people to pop by and say hi when they're online, and we'll gladly chat with them.
Great, Bright. Thank you so much. That sounds fantastic. And just before I let you guys go, Pravani, maybe you can close out. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
So I just want to say thank you so much for having us today, and also to Red Cross for always supporting our projects and being there when we need you guys. And we're just wishing everyone well during these times, and just remember to take care of yourself in terms of your mental and physical health. And yeah, please follow our Instagram page and get involved in our project.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been great talking to you. Thank you and goodbye.